Donald Trump's White House bid is putting a dent in his wallet.
How much has this cost you? I mean,
a lot. Oh, it cost me a lot.
Trump acknowledging the financial fallout from his controversial comments about illegal immigrants coming from Mexico.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Since those remarks, many of Trump's business partners have cut ties with the outspoken billionaire.
My dress shirts are 100% cotton.
Macy's dropped Trump's menswear line. NBC yanked his hit show, The Apprentice. And NBC and Univision will not air beauty pageants co-owned by Trump. Now, two celebrity chefs are pulling out of restaurant deals in Trump's Washington, D.C. hotel, still under construction. Jose Andres, himself an immigrant, said Trump's statements on illegal immigrants make it impossible to move forward. Outside the hotel, a small group of protesters voicing displeasure with Trump's views.
This is the proverbial tip of the spear.
The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce says the Hispanic business community has galvanized around an unofficial boycott of Trump's brands and properties.
This is going to go on for quite a long time. And for every brand that we hear about walking away, there's probably 5 to 10, 15 others that are walking away quietly.
To the average American, Trump's estimated losses following his inflammatory comments are enormous, in the millions of dollars. But Trump brushes off the impact.
Now, here's the good news. I'm very rich. I've built an unbelievable company. The money you're talking about is a lot, but it's peanuts for me. But it's still a lot, more expensive than a campaign would cost.
Trump claims he's worth about $8.7 billion, although Forbes magazine estimates a net worth closer to $4 billion. A big chunk of that comes from commercial and residential real estate he owns, like Trump Tower at $470 million and Trump Park Avenue valued at $240 million, according to Forbes. Trump puts his real estate licensing deals, brand and brand developments, at $3.3 billion, but Forbes says it's actually $253 million.